Well, welcome to Article 5 Live, you guys. Kind of messed up entry there. And now come to you live from the radio bunker somewhere in Arizona. It's time for the best 90 minutes in digital media, Article 5 Live. I'm your host, JD. It is Sunday, November 15th, 2020. Approximately 11, 12 days into the siege of America. We are in a siege mode right now. It is absolutely horrifying what is going on. I just have to reiterate how frightful the theft of an election is here. It's actually unbelievable how, by what measure of providence, we will be actually, you know, delivered from the siege. I'm hoping it's really horrific to see the position that we're in now, you guys. It's unbelievable that we have allowed the criminals to take over our government to such a degree. The evidence is mounting everywhere that the election was stolen, and not by just a little bit. It was stolen by an awful lot. So there's many elements I want to go over with you about that. First of all, it's unprecedented that they stopped counting an election in the middle of a count. Curiously enough, they say they weren't going to continue counting Pennsylvania till the next day. 4 or 5 hours later, they resumed the count when they ascertained the amount of lead President Trump had in Pennsylvania. And one could presume that gave them the numerical number of ballots they needed in order to steal that state. I know that's a presumption on my part, but there sure is an awful lot of circumstantial evidence to point to that's just exactly what has been done. Many of you have heard of this software, hammer and scorecard business, being perpetrated by Dominion Software and other things, where they just intercept the data transmission of the tabulation to the tabulation hub. And on its way, they just flip some votes. They go in, they go out. Nobody even knows it was there. The only way to catch it is if somebody is sharp enough to see a tranche of votes at one figure at the tabulation center before transmission, and see that same group at the other end was a smaller number. That's how they catch it. Unbelievable stuff, you guys. Just brazen theft of an election right in front of us. Many of us in media warned of you, in alternative media, warned you of this. It was pretty obvious what they were going to do. And all that happened, you guys, is that they did what they said they were going to do. They told us what they were going to do to us. Then they did it. So are we surprised? No. Are we sickened? Yes. I was hoping for a 90% plus turnout to the election in order for us to be able to thwart the estimated amount of projected crime, theft, fraudulent management of election counting and other, the mail-in ballots and all that stuff. If we would have had a 90% turnout, we would have, they wouldn't have been able to pull this this farce off. Now, they haven't pulled it off yet, and we're going to get into that. Many people are giving up and said, oh, well, we'll get them next time in 2024. First of all, bull crap. Trump is not going to run in 2024. In fact, if we allow this fraudulent election to stand as is, there will never be another Republican president in the next 50 years or more, unless we forcibly take over our government with kinetic action. That's number one. Number two, why would you want to stand down in the face of all the fraud? Well, there's a lot of reasons why. People are getting threatened. Their families are being threatened. Many of our good politicians, and I say good in quotes, are compromised in many different ways, one way or another, and they are being told they will be exposed if they do not acquiesce. This is what we face. How many judges, here's the question of the night, how many judges, when the evidence hits the courtroom, are going to have the courage to stand up for the rule of law? Or are they going to fold in the pressure of the left and the media who wants to coronate Joe Biden as the next president of the United States? How many people in the position to make justice happen in this election will have the courage to do so? That's the unanswered question at this point, you guys. We don't know. Now, let's also go into the various different ways Donald J. Trump could retain office. One is he fights through all the court and recounts, and we flip states that way. That's all got to happen before December 14th when the Electoral College meets, unless the Supreme Court decides that the election has to be nullified. If that happens, or certain states' votes don't count, and that happens in enough states where no candidate can reach a majority of the electoral vote, i.e. 270, the House of Representatives gets to pick the president. Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing. Here's why it's good. Each state, no matter what size population, only gets one vote in that case. California gets one vote. Wyoming gets one vote. New York gets one vote. Alaska gets one vote. So one might hope, since there are a majority of Republican legislatures and Republican states, you know, states that have elected a Republican majority legislature, there are more of those than Democrat ones. One would hope on a one vote, one state basis, the House of Representatives would pick Donald J. Trump for president. Not necessarily so. We have so many rhinos and people that lack any kind of courage or integrity on the Republican side that they may fold and vote for Joe Biden. But that is one way Donald Trump could win the presidency, is if enough states' votes are nullified due to the fraud, then no candidate can reach 270. Then the House of Representatives picks a president, and maybe the Senate will pick the vice president. Depends on how that goes. I spent the better part of an hour reading all the applicable articles in the Constitution and the articles in the amendments of the Constitution that define all this complicated process of what ifs that we usually don't go down. In fact, as most of you know, the last time fraud stole an election that we flat ass know about was 1960. Not the last time, but one of the first times most of us know about, probably other times. But anyway, what I'm saying is it was known at the time that there was enough dead people that voted Democrat in the Chicago area. That is the difference in the election. And Richard Nixon conceded to John Fitzgerald Kennedy because he did not want to put the country through the pain that we're going through now. And he figured, since back in that time, you guys, in 1960, there were patriots on both sides of the aisle. There were Democrat patriots and Republican patriots. There were scoundrels on both sides of the aisle, too, that were not patriots. But Richard Nixon obviously regarded JFK as enough of a patriot that he conceded to him and allowed him to become president, even though if he could have fought it, he would have been president. Now, many would say Donald Trump should just concede and let Joe Biden be president. No, 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 my friends. Joe Biden is a Chinese compromised. He's a Chinese agent, basically. He is doing the will of China. He is beholden to them because they have all the dirt on him. He is bought and paid for while he was vice president of the United States in the Obama administration. And now he pledges to continue that same thing as president. He will immediately end the tariffs. He will immediately acquiesce. He will immediately call for a nationwide mask mandate. He will shut down things. He will penalize us with the by shutting down the economy even further. The nightmare has been laid out by Joe Biden and his accomplices. Now, let me get back to how Donald Trump can win this. There's one more way. The majority of states have Republican majorities. If we don't get remedy for the fraud in the courts, and Republicans are of fair mind in the several states, they will appoint electors that will vote for Donald J. Trump, so that when the Electoral College convenes in December the 14th, they will cast over the 270 amount of votes for Donald Trump than what is needed for him to retain office for the next 4 years. That's also a distinct possibility, irrespective of what the media says or how many electoral votes the media has declared, because there hasn't been one electoral vote cast yet. And in most, the great majority of cases, electors are not bound to vote for the majority pick of the population of the state. This is why I get so incensed when idiots call this a democracy. It is not a democracy. It has far more safeguards than a democracy has. Mob rule, let's say you've got six wolves and four sheep, the six wolves get to decide what's for dinner. That's democracy. We have a republic where we have layers of protection against fraud. We have the small populations with a larger voice proportionately than the large populations so that they don't get run over. And all these different layers of procedures that determine who wins elections. It's not, many of it has nothing to do with a straight up or down majority rules vote. It is elements of that, but the electors are free to vote for whichever candidate they choose. So if the fraud is egregious enough that the electors feel that not justice has not been done and they are fair-minded electors, they will cast their vote for Donald J. Trump irrespective of what their state said to do. Now, granted, that would be, if we did it that in the numbers, that would be required as the things stand now, that would be unprecedented in American history. I get that. But many things are unprecedented in American history as we speak tonight. So what I want to say is every election, there's always a few that peel off. I believe last election in 2016, Hillary Clinton lost 4 electors that were presumed to vote for her, and Donald Trump lost 2 electors that were presumed to vote for him. So there is always some little bit of flux there. But this time we might need 20 or 24 defections in the Electoral College, which is not unheard of considering all the ridiculous things that have happened. And I want to say something about how this all occurred. Without the lying, stinking mainstream media, not one bit of this corruption could have been gotten away with. The criminals, the seditious, traitorous bastards in mainstream media allowed this to happen. In fact, they encouraged it. They facilitated it. They are the vehicles of the downfall of our system of government if this cockamamie election stands as is. The blood that will ensue because of this is on the hands of the news media of the United States. Well, JD, why don't you blame the perpetrators themselves? Because they couldn't have got away with it without the media and their megaphone saying, oh, everything's fine. Right in the face of all the evidence that there is widespread fraud of at least a half a dozen different sorts of fraud, Fox News and the rest says, there's no major evidence of fraud. Why? Because you declare that? You lying pieces of filth? Everybody knows this election was stolen, even the Democrats. That phony-ass Wilhelm de Blasio, mayor of New York's daughter, that snail, she's out there in the public saying, well, yeah, and Joe Biden stole the election. He won the election. That's like the classic Freudian slip. If you guys haven't seen that video, you should go wherever it's at. Probably the only place it's left is band.video. But I got to tell you guys, there's many ways for our president to win. And here we have a stinking lying media that has declared a winner when not one vote has been certified for either candidate. There has not been one certified vote. How do you declare a winner in the midst of all this fraud when there's no votes certified? It's because they want it to be so, and they want to win in the court of public opinion, and they want to make it's so difficult for the people who are in the positions to cause for a just election to happen in this case. The pressure is to let Biden have it. Otherwise, we're threatening you. We're threatening your family. We're gonna raise all the cities in the United States of America with violence and fire and all that kind of stuff. And people generally don't like conflict. So many people are saying, well, I don't want to be responsible for all that mayhem, so I'm just going to let Biden have it. Not unlike Richard Nixon in 1960. That is not the answer. This is the time to make our stand. This is the time to stand up and be counted. This is the time for the United States of America to call on its citizenry to educate themselves in the Constitution and the ways that presidents are elected. It's all in this book right here. There's a Constitution, Bill of Rights. If you don't have one, I'll send you one. Just put in the comments where you want me to send it. I'll send you one. I have many. It's nice to have it on paper. Everybody has the internet. Let me just say, it's time to stand up. Do you want to be slaves? Do you want to be slaves on a Democrat plantation, the crooked bastards? I don't. I heard reports that upwards of 50% of African-American males voted for Donald J. Trump. I heard reports of upwards of 35% African-American females voted for Donald J. Trump. I heard it was over 50% Hispanics voted for Donald J. Trump. I heard it was somewhere around 48% of Asians voted for Donald J. Trump. You see, even if they steal this election, the Democrats have lost their identity politics war they have waged on us for the past 60 years. Minorities have wised up to the fact that Democrats only have themselves at their own best interest, and they don't really give a damn about, you know, the welfare of minority communities. But Donald J. Trump does, and he proved it with his actions in the last 4 years. And they know that. But let me just say, the graveness of this situation is if we allow this election to be stolen by the pilfering, criminal, common criminal, communist assholes on the left that are beholden to the Chinese. We will never have a free and fair election without a revolutionary war. That's the seriousness of this. This is what we've been warning you about for years. Ever since the 2018 election was stolen, I've been shouting from the rooftops, and so has everybody else. I ain't nothing special. I'm just another voice amongst many that delve into these things and have been paying attention for an awful long time. So if we do not stop the criminals from stealing this election, it's going to be really, really bad. It's going to be bad no matter what now because of the damn media. The media has hyped and coronated Joe Biden as president-elect without due cause whatsoever, particularly with all the challenges that have met with all the several different states, seven states in question. And there should be, basically, in all fairness, 27 states should be in question because of the widespread use of the Dominion software, which is so easily hacked by a 12-year-old. They are the ones, meaning the media, they are the ones that have facilitated the criminality without their active participation in the fraud. By quelling the information to the contrary of their narrative that there was no fraud, this steal would have not been possible. Make no mistake, the media is guilty of treason. The news media is guilty of treason. Let me say that again. The news media is guilty of treason. And how they accomplishment is by a misinterpretation of the freedom of the press clause in the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, wherein it says, or freedom of the press, as a passing sentence when it's talking about religion. Well, the reason freedom of the press was included, if you do the history and how it came about the wording of the First Amendment, you will find out that what they meant by that was the press was free to report on inappropriate power and criminality of the government. What we have now, instead, is a press that protects criminality in the government and supports it. That is exactly 180 degrees from what the founders intended freedom of the press to mean. And here, we face the loss of our republic forever because of these rat bastards who are seditious criminals, and they are traitors to the United States of America. So I can be pissed off at the criminal Democrats, but that's like being pissed off at a rattlesnake. Rattlesnake, you step on me, bites you. You gonna be mad at the rattlesnake, or you gonna be mad at yourself for being damn stupid enough to step on the rattlesnake? They are what they are. We know what they are. It's time for us to know what the media are. It's time for us to know what the news media are. Actually worse, because they claim neutrality. They claim to be the ones bringing you the information you need in order to inform you of who to vote for. They are far more evil than the evildoers themselves. Because not only are they doing evil by, they're doing evil by deceiving you into thinking you're doing the right thing by following their lead. We can't stand for it. It has to be fixed. Maybe someday we'll get into how I propose to fix that. Not tonight. With too many other things to go over. So the next thing I want to talk about is the Million Mega March. Now, many of you remember the Louis Farrakhan thing of the 1990s called the Million Man March, right? It was over-exaggerated. There was about 450,000 people that attended the Million Man March. Of course, they claimed it was 10 million. But if you look into connections with the D.C. police and other sources that were there at the time, they say it was around 450,000, which is a sizable demonstration. The Million MAGA March is reported to be over double that. More than a million showed up the Million MAGA March in D.C. And that's not even counting all the hundreds of cities that had huge demonstrations at their capitals throughout the United States of America yesterday. This is unprecedented. Never happened. Even Vietnam War demonstrations were not at the magnitude of what we have now with the Million MAGA March. I want to share with you a video. Take a listen to some of the excerpts of yesterday's Million MAGA March.
You are about to see the most detailed and comprehensive footage from the historic Million MAGA March held in Washington, D.C. on November 14th, 2020. The corporate press is desperately trying to suppress this information. Using deceptive headlines and cropped photos, just as they had done at the 2016 inauguration, mainstream media attempted to deceive the American people and hide the massive magnitude of this historic march. Most of the establishment media refused to show the amazing rooftop shots of the beginning of the rally at Freedom Plaza, where police estimated over 100,000 people met. This shot was taken from the middle of Freedom Plaza at 11:30 before the event even began.
believe what I could.
Alex Jones, greetings from the People's Republic of Michigan. Thank you for all that you do.
Over the next 3 hours, marchers continued to congregate, march down Pennsylvania Avenue, down Constitution Avenue, to the Supreme Court, where the final protest was held. We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And we are unified. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information. Our crew walked all the way back to Freedom Plaza, where people were still congregating en masse and marching towards the Supreme Court building. Our contacts inside the D.C. police, who he had contracted for security, estimated that this march was bigger than Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March and could have easily topped over 1 million. This information is vital to the future of the Republic, and the establishment corporate media is fighting to suppress it. Only you can take this video and re-upload it everywhere you know and spread it to your friends, your family, your neighbors to get the truth out and save the Republic.
I declare that Donald J. Trump won re-election in 2020!
Now, I want to tell you something, you guys. That march was loosely organized. It was totally organic. It was a 1 week in the making. People came from all the way across the nation to join that march, and they got over 1 million people to go to D.C. There's no George Soros money there. There's no Donald Trump money there. There is people, common folks, taking their own cash and bringing their families to Washington, D.C. because they care about this country. You don't think that scares the hell out of the globalists that are stealing our country? I want to get into something about the China Joe, who is beholden to the Chinese Communist Party by virtue of his comments and protection of the Chinese. Well, he wants to shut everybody down because of this phony-ass corona hype. Meanwhile, China's open for business everywhere. I want to point out something about the power struggle on the left, that if it wasn't so damn serious, it would be comical as hell. Here's the thing, where the Chinese communists are so frickin' arrogant that they think they're running the UN. It's the UN and the communist Chinese that are being run by the banking fraternity and no such types. They've been in control of the UN for a long time, and they're also in control of the Chinese Communist Party. But the Chinese communists are so arrogant, they think they're running the world. They are useful idiots. They are being used by the globalists. And if they get too uppity, they get the same treatment as what they're dishing out to everyone else around the world. That's how it works. It's kind of funny to see the Chinese so enamored with their own acumen that they don't even realize they're being played too. But isn't that human nature? Because look at all the 90% of the people in this world think that wearing a mask is going to somehow protect them and their neighbors from coronavirus. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in, that people are so easily swayed. And I know people that didn't vote for Trump because Trump's pushing this vaccine. What Donald Trump did was come up with a vaccine that is far less harmful than the Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci-style vaccine that alters your freaking DNA, for God's sake, which has never been perpetrated upon humankind before. But that's what they want to do with their vaccine. Not to mention all the other stuff with the 100 needles and all that. I'm not going to get into that. Just the vaccine, the biochemistry of the vaccine itself is there to alter your DNA so that you will start producing antibodies that you didn't have before. It's highly, highly experimental and dangerous, and it kills people, and we already know that. So Donald Trump has contracted other big pharma that is not in on that particular scheme to come up with old school with dead virus and things that are not nearly as harmful or potentially as harmful as the other one. So, and it might even be a sugar water, you know, because how in the hell else? Think about this. You got 90% of the globe convinced they're going to die if they take a stupid piece of cloth off their face. And you have all the mainstream seditious and traitorous media out there telling you got to wear a mask and you got to take the vaccine. The vaccine is the only way we're ever going to get back to normal. How many times you heard that? So if Trump pushes a vaccine in ahead of this other harmful vaccine and gets people to feel better by taking it, that's how you overcome that massive fear that's been ginned up by the man behind the curtain. In other words, you know, the wizards of globalism behind the curtain there. fooling everybody about everything. And besides, Trump said you don't have to take the vaccine, and there's plenty of therapeutics if you get sick with the COVID. So the race for time is on. Before they release a really more harmful bioweapon than the first COVID, you don't really want to take any vaccine, in my opinion. I've taken a flu shot a couple of times in the 80s, got deathly ill both times. I said, that shit's not for me. I'd rather go through the flu than what the reaction I got to a flu shot. So I don't take vaccines. When I was a kid, I got the ones that we all did in the 60s. But anyhow, I wouldn't take any vaccine today, especially Bill Gates had anything to do with it. But Trump had to play the game with the cards he's dealt. How many people would believe Donald Trump if he went out and talked like I just talked about the virus? I don't know if that would have got him over the line, if he would have been more direct. It's all water over the dam now, and we're hanging on like a loose tooth to our republic. So the Million MAGA March is a demonstration of how the sentiments of the American people are for Donald J. Trump. Make no mistake. I'm going to show you another video.
USA! 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 USA!
People are speaking and they're scared.
USA!
Okay, you guys, you get the idea on that one. We may play the rest of it in a little bit, but I got another one I want to show you that is equally as impactful, I think, maybe even more so. And if anybody wants to call, you see the number down there on the screen. You can call into the show tonight. I did want to show you the negative side of what happened, what Antifa and Black Lives Matter did once the sun went down. It's pretty disgusting, actually. So we'll take a look at some of this.
As expected, the Trump support was massive and peaceful. Americans came out in droves to express their silenced voice against the mainstream media propaganda machine and its overlords.
Free Alex Jones!
He wants to suck!
The crowd was as diverse as they come.
The caravan of anti-Chinese Communist Party protesters making their way through D.C. Look at this, folks.
Patriotic! What are you saying?
Asian Americans
are
Trump.
Come every nigga boss.
Come every nigga boss.
Come every nigga boss.
I'm looking to go for Trump.
President Trump made his presence known to an appreciative crowd of patriots.
We have always been slow to the fight. As Americans, we don't want to fight. We are the true liberals, lowercase l, live and let live.
That's right.
We've got other things to do with our lives than fight.
That's right.
We got family, we got schools, we got businesses. We were slow to World War I. We were slow to World War II. We were slow to the Cold War, and we were slow to the culture war. But we won World War I, we won World War II, we won the Cold War, and we will win the culture war.
As did Alex Jones.
I think Alex Jones walked by here maybe 10 minutes after 12, and I think some people, you're absolutely right, split and followed him.
You here today are the 2nd, July 4th, 1776. Do you know what this day is? Saturday, November 14th, 2020, will be celebrated for hundreds of years as the 2nd American Revolution.
Following the speeches, the patriots marched to the Supreme Court, where a smattering of Antifa morons and Biden supporters prove that even in their small numbers, they have zero respect for common sense and their fellow Americans.
I see you there, Robert.
Meanwhile, Fox News, the only network covering the march, inundated with Murdoch leftist lapdogs, attempted to defend their fourth estate kidnapping of the election.
I'm trying to ask you very simply, where are you going to find the votes? You say we want to count every vote, conceivably because you think that means you're going to pull ahead. Where are the votes in a path to 270? Where?
We are taking every legal avenue that exists in these states to make sure that legal votes are counted and illegal votes are counted. Here's a question for you, Leland. For every Democrat and every talking head on the news, how much fraud is okay? How many dead people can vote and you're okay with that? How many ballots are run through a machine multiple times and you're okay with that? No, it's a serious question. We want to protect election integrity in the United States. And we said for months that we wanted to make sure every legal vote was counted and every illegal vote was not counted.
Who are you lumping everybody together?
Oh,
you guys? Really?
Up.
The media?
You're such a
cuck.
And as the sun went down, Biden's communist army surrounded the dispersing peaceful protesters and began assaulting them, attacking men, women, and children.
Get away!
What a chicken shit punching from behind. What a coward.
He's got internal maybe in his brain. In Jesus' name, here, Lord, please. Thank you, Lord. All right, bring it.
But at the end of the day, it was blindingly obvious that the sleeping giant has awoken.
So there you have another side of that story I wanted to bring to you tonight. Hopefully you realize that that is just the tip of the iceberg of what we're up against on both sides. Our demonstrations for Donald Trump and the support for him, and also the violence, the reaction of the leftards that have no idea what they're even pissed off about. So we have a caller. We have Robert calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. How you doing tonight, Robert?
Hey, good evening, JD. How are you?
Nice for you to call in tonight. Any comments? I've been showing a lot of videos tonight because I think it's important. You're not seeing this on the media anywhere. And a lot of people don't go to InfoWars or Band.video. So I put it on my channel because, you know, a lot of people don't see it otherwise.
What you just saw right there, and we streamed this last night live on five of our pages. That was the Proud Boys. Those were patriots. And they cleaned Antifa, and they cleaned Antifa's clock, and they also cleaned BLM's clock.
Well, that's no surprise. And how about the old guy? He's not that old. He had gray hair, but I don't consider him old. He took on 10 or 12 of them jerks, and then they got the coward come in from behind and give him a roundhouse from behind, you know, like a coward does.
He's in bad shape. They hit him with that was a barbell they hit him with. I don't know whether you saw it. If you go back and watch it, slow play it. They actually hit him with a barbell.
Okay.
And when the barbell hit the ground.
I wonder why he went down after. I didn't see the barbell, and it didn't make any sense how that guy went down after all
they hit
the
him with a barbell.
That's how.
If you take it, if you take it slow, you'll see another Antifa member come in and they grab the barbell.
Got it.
And ran off with it. Yeah, we streamed all of this last night, and we were we took a real close look at everything that was going on. See, at the end of the day, Americans are tired of this. They're not going to put up with it.
No, we're going to fight back.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, the president today made the comment to the Patriots, stand your ground. Stand your ground. Do not back down. He knows. And this is why, if you look, I've been putting up a lot of links for you, JJ, because, you know, I've done a lot of research on what's going on here. You know, with everything that's been going on, if you go to the last link that I put up, Donald Trump won this election in a landslide. Now, the Dominion servers were seized yesterday by the U.S. Army in Frankfurt, Germany.
That was the day before yesterday, I believe.
They were seized, and the numbers that came out of that when they ran them showed that Donald Trump won with 410 electoral votes. When's the last time anyone won with that many electoral votes?
Well, I would say that would be the 1984.
It was Reagan.
Yep, 1984. Okay. Yep.
Joe Biden had a total of 128. Now, I don't know how much. Have you been following Sidney at all?
I have, on and off. Sidney Powell is the attorney for Michael Flynn, who is still languishing in the legal system, by the way. And a lot of people on our side, Robert, are blaming her for that. But the situation is so much different there because you have Emmett Smith, the outlaw justice, or outlaw judge there, taking on the executive branch duties in his courtroom. The Justice Department dropped the case against Flynn, but yet the judge perpetuates the case. This has never happened in American history.
Flynn's
and it's unjust, and it's not fair for people on our side, Robert, to blame Sidney Powell for that, because that is unprecedented activity, and that judge belongs in jail. Go ahead with your comment.
Well, Michael Flynn, well, Flynn is covered by President Trump. If President Trump had to walk out before he did, he would have a full pardon. Something that Flynn said today, and I've got to find, I have it in my pages. I have to find it. What Flynn said today, he said, you Democrats, he said, you want an investigation? You got it. Now, understand that Flynn knows where the bodies are buried, and they know that.
Of course he does. Now, my point by bringing up Flynn into the mix was because so many people have commented on my Facebook page that Sidney Powell failed with Flynn. Why should we trust her with the election? It's so incongruous to even think that those two have anything to do with each other because of Emmett Smith, the outlaw judge. So that's why I brought that up. So go on with the cracking.
Tied in. Well, this investigation is actually tied in to Flynn. Okay? When this is all said and done, Flynn will walk away free without a problem. Donald Trump will be our president, and he will take the oath January 20, 2020.
And the people that will die in the streets as a result of that very good likelihood that you just presented, the that blood is on the hands of the United States Press Corps.
Exactly. Now, if you look, there's a couple of other things that I had put up here for you. Something that the Democrats did not understand. They don't understand Donald Trump.
Robert, you keep saying you put stuff up there for me, but I don't see anything in the chat.
Go to the John Smaley page.
Well, if you had posted in the chat, I can post it right here while I'm doing a live broadcast.
There is a chat on John's. It is on the John Smaley.
I know, but I can only run so many windows at a time. Live broadcast.
Right. Okay. Something that, because this is the only one I follow you on. I mean, I have the Article 5, but this one works better than the Article 5 one. So.
It is what it is. They get me one way or the other.
Anyway, something that a lot of people didn't realize, and neither did the Democrats. Do you know that we are still under the declared national emergency that Donald Trump put into place in 2018.
Which one was that? Refresh my memory.
That was that emergency that he put us under was about the elections and the interference of outside countries involved with our elections and all those that were involved with those countries. Now, let me explain how that works. This is where it gets fun. They didn't realize that they were caught, okay? And you can actually look up the EO on this. It's real simple. And all this, by the way, is available on the WhiteHouse.gov page. The executive order was signed into existence on September 12th, 2018 by President Trump. This was imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Now, in the executive order, which no one really seemed to understand what it covered because nobody really read it except for Donald Trump, like I said, Donald Trump can play 5 games of 4D chess and win them all. Hands down, with no problem. Now, what that did is it declared a national emergency. Now, we just went through this election in a national emergency. The emergency is still in play today. We were never taken out of it, and he left us in it on purpose. Because during this election, there was unauthorized accessing of our election infrastructure. Now, what does that mean? That means that there were people from inside the United States working with people outside of our country to steal this election. Now, these ties go to CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, all of the mainstream media, along with many Democrats. And they're not alone, you know, in this. You know, there's a lot of different organizations that got caught up in this. And it's called foreign interference into our U.S. elections. Now, with that, what it constitutes is this. It's an unusual and extraordinary threat to our national security. This is why Donald Trump is smarter than them. He knew that they were going to steal this election. And why did he know that? Because something that most people don't have, that I have, and I will send it to you, JD. I can't attach it, but I do have it. I have a copy of one of the emails. Let me pull this up real quick so I can word this correctly. I have so many pages open on my computer, you would not believe what I'm going through right now. But it's important that you understand the backstory of what we're doing here. Okay, there is an email that was from Todd Maclin, okay? And the subject on that was called The Dogs Are Loose. This is what the email said. Hey, guys, as you can see from the subject, the dogs are loose. I repeat, the dogs are loose. Loose dogs, guys. You know what to do from here. I'll be meeting with Soros later this week for the pre-programming of machines. We're also going to check out a collective soul concert. Now, that's not where he says, look, that's not code for anything. They're just going to go to the concert, okay? But he says, at the end of it, he says, more to come. But, yeah, the machines will be humming in November, just like I'll be humming a few collective soul songs next week. Now, who do you think that email came from before he was shot and killed?
That would be... The kid that got shot in the back, and they said it was a robbery, but he had his wallet still on him.
Yep.
The head of the IT department, the DNC.
Yes, yes. Okay. See, Donald Trump already knew that they were going to steal the election. The one thing that this does, because, see, the Dominion servers were, you know, they're owned by different corporations. You've got Nancy Pelosi's husband owns part of it. You've got, what's her name? The other Wednesday.
Feinstein.
Yeah, Feinstein's husband owns part of it. But here's the problem. Our elections are being routed through servers in Germany.
Let's go down that rabbit hole.
Why are they going through Germany?
Right. Let's go down that rabbit hole just for a minute. Before you tell us why you think that is, I'm going to make a comment here about all that. How in the hell did we get a place in the United States of America where we can't even count our own votes? We have to ship it overseas to a foreign country to aggregate our vote count. This is so absurd, people don't even believe it actually happened, Robert, because there is no way in hell there should be anything like this happening.
Exactly. Because, see, that's the problem. So days after all this was revealed and how the 2020 U.S. elections were rigged, all this came out right after. There's a lot of research. I'm going to send you another link from that came out from MIT, and it shows all this in the graphs. It's amazing, and it's very technical. I got lost in it because it was a little too technical for my brain, okay? But I'll send you I'll send it to you, and I'll put it up where everybody can actually read it. Anyway, it just wasn't in Germany. It was also in Spain. Okay? So this is a cycle that was in Spain, okay? So our voting machine, all of our votes, everything we were doing, our complete election, all this fraud was done in foreign countries, and it was put together by people here in the United States. Okay, the beauty of the fact that this EO stayed in place and the fact that we're still under national security gave, and I'm going to make this real short because you'll have to go through and read, I put it up so people can read it. What it does is it gives the president the power to arrest everyone. It gives the president the power to have the DOJ go in and seize all their assets, anything they have anywhere before they arrest them, including all of the lamestream media.
Well,
how soon do you think it's going to be before the lamestream media falls? Now, when I say that, even the big dogs in the media that are no longer there are out today saying, hey, they're coming down. They're falling. Why? Because of this executive order. Now, Sidney Powell has this. She has everything.
This is what's referred to as the Kraken, right?
This is the Kraken. Exactly. Sidney has it. Rudy has it. Lynn has it. Now, there's another catch to this that nobody was aware of. I don't know how many people were aware of it. But the other catch to it is the fact that Donald Trump took and he brought in Gowdy, Trey Gowdy. When he brought in Trey Gowdy was working in the background. He got fired by Fox. He was working in the background before it was announced that he was working for Donald Trump. Trey Gowdy now has the goods on every single one of the lamestream media so-called want-to-be reporters that aren't reporters, and he's ready to name names so they can start taking them down. Not only are they going to seize all of their assets, but they're going to be going to prison. You see, this president is not going to lose this election. As you said earlier when you got started, we are going to use the 12th Amendment. It was used twice prior to using it now. Once was in 1800, the other was in 1824. What will happen is that the Supreme Court, the one thing you have to remember about this election, is they have to show that it will, that all this fraud would flip the election. It has to be to where it was strong enough to where it would change the outcome. And it will. When that happens, it will go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will send it to
the House of Representatives.
At that point, the Senate has already said, and so has those House of Representatives, now that we have 37 states, that they will pick the electors.
Well, wait. No matter wait, wait, what wait. Happens, if it goes to the House of Representatives, the House just votes. One vote per
they
state.
They just vote. One vote per.
They but don't have they to pick electors in that case, is what I'm saying. The Electoral College becomes nullified in that case.
Exactly. But they're going to pick electors prior to that.
Yeah,
they want to know that they have all their ducks in a row.
Yeah, there's more than one aspect to this, the path for Trump to overcome the fraud. And that is the genius. That's the genius of the founders and how they set up our system of government just in case something like this were to happen.
This is why they did it. See, these politicians today are dumber than a box of rocks, and they are so bent on making money and hatred that they were too stupid to pick up the Constitution and read it. They didn't realize our founders were 1,000 times smarter than they could ever be.
Well, and it's so ridiculous to hear the idiots in the media declaring Joe Biden the president-elect of the United States when not one single vote in the whole country has been certified yet. What the hell is the matter with these people?
You know, I follow, because on all of our pages, we have a huge Jewish following. They're wonderful people. So we stream a lot of stuff from Israel, including their news. And a couple of the reporters over there, we go back and forth with them. We don't know them personally, but we do talk to them back and forth, online. And they were putting out all this propaganda about Joe Biden and won. And I told them, I said, look, no, you guys got to stop with the propaganda. I said, no states have been certified. Joe Biden hasn't won anything. We have no electors that have elected anybody. And I said, on top of that, our country is so heavily divided that we're on the edge of civil war. We need you guys as our allies. And this gets back to what I talked to you about the last time when I was on with you, that I couldn't come out and say and talk about. If you're going to have allies, and we're going to have to go against this monster called China, Iran, and all of that, who do you want on our side? We have the entire Middle East. That's why Donald Trump is smart enough to know he had to create peace in the Middle East.
Well, you know, that's interesting. Because if you go back to World War II history, the Middle East was with Hitler.
Yep, exactly. But that's
a good flip, okay? Because there's a lot of smart people in the Middle East, even though their culture seems to lack any semblance of peace a lot of times. That doesn't mean they're stupid people. It means they're prone to fight with each other is what it means.
Exactly. And this is where they didn't understand how smart our president is. They thought he was just some dumb businessman that came in there and they were going to make an example of him. They were going to throw him in jail. There's nothing that they can do to touch him. Nothing. It's just like today, they twisted his words. He says, Biden won in the eyes of the mainstream media. What'd they do? They all said, Donald Trump finally admitted that he won. Did Biden won. No. That's not what he said. He said he has only won in the eyes of the mainstream media. He has not won according to the states, according to the electors, and according to the electoral college.
So you and I all of that. Have successfully laid out Trump's path to the victory in this election tonight, which I think is the most likely outcome of Trump remaining president for the next 4 years after all this shenanigans has been sorted through and the Constitution, I believe, ultimately will be adhered to. And in spite of the caterwauling of the Coronation Club called the lamestream media, now, what is so sad about all this is the level of ignorance that exists among the people of the United States of America that do not pay attention to our Constitution, have no idea what it says and what the procedures are in such cases that we're going through right now, that, you know, I've studied this stuff and I still have to go back and look at it again and again and again to make sure I get my ducks in a row when I talk about this. And I know I'm a weirdo. Nobody else is doing this, Robert. So, you know,
I keep my Constitution next to me.
Exactly. But I want to tell you this. I want to finish the thought. What concerns me is because of this level of lack of knowledge amongst the people, the media has been able to win over the idea of most people, even people on our side, believe that Joe Biden is rightfully won this election. So when that is overturned, because the media has been so busy trying to force the hand and trying to put pressure on the people that can remedy the fraudulent nature of this election and give the rightful winner the title of President of the United States for the next term, i.e. Donald Trump, because they have worked against that so hard and the people are so not in tune with reality when it comes to what we're really going on here, they have won public opinion. And the way I hope Donald Trump has a good plan for winning back public opinion before he wins the presidency or during or just after he wins the presidency, because I fear millions will die as a result of this media cover-up.
Oh, make no mistake. We're in for I wrote about this just a short thing not too long ago on this. You know, our media is the reason why we're going to be in a civil war. Okay? And make no mistake, people are going to die. People are going to get hurt. And it is their fault. And I know that, you know, we didn't do it. Well, yeah, you did. Okay? The mainstream media set our country on a path to this civil war.
Right.
And what they did is that this was from their recklessness. Okay? And their recklessness in saying that, and of course, just not the, but they were irresponsible, and saying that Joe Biden had won is extremely dangerous.
It's purposeful. It's worse than irresponsibility. They are in on the plot to steal this election. It's worse than irresponsibility.
This gets back to the EO that we were talking about, okay? The president knew this. But not only was it irresponsible and dangerous on their part, but it was pure arrogance. And their arrogance, which they need, and they need to be held accountable, and they will through the EO. But a lot of people are going to pay the price, and they, too, have to pay the price.
Do you have that EO number handy?
You saw,
Robert, do you have that EO number handy?
I can actually put it up for you, JD. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, let's do that for anybody that's in this audience, because we get a lot of viewers later on. I get thousands and thousands of viewers after the live broadcast is over, and I would like to disseminate that EO number. People can go read it, and because we need to bolster our side and realize that's why I played all those videos today, Robert, because I wanted people to realize you're not alone. And you don't have to despair, and we can keep our country. We don't have to surrender to China Joe, the Chester molester China Joe. We don't have to acquiesce to these people.
Exactly.
And so any information we can provide to the public, and we're doing our job, okay?
Okay, what I'm going to do, JD, and I know you'll go to your page, is I'm going to put up the actual EO, and this is coming right off of Washington.gov site, okay? And this is the executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. This was issued September 12, 2018. And this is, let's see here. This is under the Economic Powers Act, which is the IEEPA, the National Emergencies Act, which is also the USC 1601, the NEA's Section 212, and the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, which is, U.S. 1882 and Section 301, Title III United States Code. What I'm going to do is put this up to where when you go to it, everybody will be able to see it, and also you'll be able to go ahead and go to your page to get it.
All right. We have another call. So you can put that up, and I want to thank you for calling in. And let's take another call from Florida here.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye bye.
Thanks, JD. Bye bye.
Hello, you're on Article 5 Live with J.D. Smalis. How are you? You're on the air. Oh, I guess Mark didn't realize he was calling live because we lost Mark. Okay, you heard Robert. He's going to put that information up on the page. If he doesn't put it on the Article 5 Live page, I'll go ahead and get it off my personal Facebook page. Otherwise, you can go to my personal Facebook if you'd like, and you can that's JONSMAYLIS on Facebook. I will disseminate it throughout all the channels. But anyway, we are coming close to our hour and a half time that I like to keep the show to. So I'm going to thank all of you for all your participation. And I want you to keep the faith, okay? Because we're going to get through this. And the forces of evil are not going to win. There's too many good people that are awake now. So I'm really, really grateful for that, number one. Number two, I was encouraged by the Million MAGA March, which was deemed bigger than the Million Man March of the 1990s with Louis Farrakhan leading that movement. The Million MAGA March had more than a million people in the streets of Washington, D.C. yesterday. There was a handful, about 60 people, were involved in a scuffle out of over a million. The media will hype the Antifa presence up and try to intimidate you from not participating in such things. But fear not, my good friends. The few incidents of violence were few and far between. There were over a million people there that had no violence, and they had comrade and patriotism and fellowship in the preservation and the reclamation of our great republic. We shall never surrender. We will prevail. Donald Trump will be our next president, more than likely. Through hook or by crook, but not crook. There, the hook or by crook is how they got Biden in there. So I just want to let you know, God is still with us in this great country, and we will prevail. So those of you of faint heart or have given over to the other side, come on back home where you belong. Donald Trump's our president. And Donald Trump will be our president in the future. Well, here we are, coming to the end of another broadcast of Article 5 Live here on our channel. And we'll have another great show next week. I don't know who's going to be on, but I want you to join me at 8 p.m. Arizona time. That's 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. May God continue to bless you, your family, these United States of America, and may he continue to protect and bless our great President of the United States. I'll be back live on the internet next Sunday, like I said, with the best 90 minutes in digital media. Article 5 Live. Until then, this is JD signing off. Be safe, and God bless. We shall return next week.